Welcome back to the Voice Study Break. I'm your host, Jade Sewell.
I'm Editor-in-Chief, Angeline Schmelzer.
I'm the Voice Editor, Daniel Kearns.
And joining us today is News Editor, Valerie Vesconez.
Hi, everyone. Happy to be here.
Today, we're going to be talking about all things Grammys. So, scandals, scammies, and of course, the fashion. But first, let's talk about the scandals. So first and foremost, of course, we have Louis C.K. winning a Grammy.
That's bad. I mean, he forced women to watch him masturbate, and the Grammy, whoever decides on these things, says, yeah, you're still a funny guy.
You know? We should reward that. Yeah. And the crazy thing is, so actually I was paid to go write an article about his performance just months apart from the date that he recorded for the special. And when I went there, I was appalled. I've kind of been a long time, well, prior to his scandal, I'd been a long time Louis C.K. fan because one of my exes loved Louis C.K. I watched copious amounts of his TV show and his comedy specials, what have you. And I thought he was fine beforehand. I thought he was funny. But after the fact, when I was going in, you could just see, like, the rampant misogyny in his fans. Like, the fan base was all, like, college and middle-aged men who were laughing and cheering on and encouraging his antics. All of his specials, it was called his Sorry Tour, but the only person he felt sorry for was himself. The entire time he's like, this past year I learned how to eat dinner while being flipped off from across the room. And one of his openers literally said, you're not a good comedian unless you have at least 6 Me Toos under your belt. Like, these are the
Yikes.
People. Yeah, isn't that just repulsive? And this is the same, like, era, again, months apart from when he recorded this album for this Grammy. Like, what are we rewarding as an academy?
That's a big yikes right there, and a bunch of red flags.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. And also, like, again, Daniel, I think you can speak on this more, but especially after Will Smith is being threatened to, like, lose his Oscar for hitting Chris Rock over, like, a small comment, which I don't think is that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. They made up. And yet Louis C.K., who has literally sexually harassed multiple women, made multiple women feel uncomfortable, he somehow gets to walk away scot-free with the Grammy.
Yeah, and, like, with the Oscars, I think we talked about this last week some, too. Like, in 2003, Roman Polanski was not there to collect his Oscar for Best Picture or Best Director or something because he was, you know, on the run because he raped a 13-year-old girl in the 70s. And the Academy didn't kick him out until 2018.
It took
them
long.
41 years for them to say, wait a minute, maybe drugging and having sex with a 13-year-old is bad.
Yeah, and they took no real stance at the time. Absolutely nothing. And yet Will Smith, who, again, honestly, it drove up Oscar ratings. I know last week we talked about maybe it being publicity stunt. If he does get stripped of this Oscar, I think that's kind of ridiculous. Like, really, again, if anything, it drew attention to your show. Streaming shot right up. It only benefited the Oscars. So how are you really going to take that away from this man for hitting Chris Rock?
I think it's honestly amazing what Hollywood decides is a big no-no among their, you know, most cherished.
Yeah, if they really do take away Will Smith's Oscar, it should be because he didn't necessarily, like, someone else had a better performance and he just shouldn't have won it to begin with, not because of the stunt.
And truthfully, I don't think he, like, deserved it, but I do think it's kind of absolutely bonkers or ridiculous that they would take it away from him after the fact for hitting Chris Rock. Oh, come on. There's way worse things that they have allowed to happen, like you said, Roman Polanski. There's also been several other...
Like, John Wayne, when Marlon Brando got an Oscar for something in the 70s, and he said, nah, I'm gonna send this... he sent a Native American woman in his place, Sachin Littlefeather, I think. Mm-hmm. And John Wayne, like, went up to, like, fight her or something. And this was in, like, 1973, and she was speaking about how I don't remember, but there was something about that. And, like,
and John Wayne tried to fight her.
Yeah, and people are saying, like, oh, this is the worst thing to ever happen at the Oscars. Like, no, it's not. Harvey Weinstein has been attached to 81 Oscars.
Yes, and yet, again, it's just, and you're really going to take away Will Smith for, again, I think it is very selective, and it's obvious who the favorite few are.
The white people.
It's, again, it also comes under race. 100%, but it also comes down to, like, who the disgusting people are who are paying and packing other people's pockets. Again, it's not really about who has the most talent. It's who is an institution favorite and who is able to continue on. Speaking of continuing on, in the vein of comedy, we do have John Mulaney, who just announced a Peoria tour. Daniel, what do you think about that?
Well, I bought my ticket on Wednesday, the day they went on sale. The opportunity was too good to pass up.
Despite his behavior.
Yeah.
Do you think he can actually redeem himself?
I mean, I'm interested to see what he does, because the tour name is From Scratch, in that he's starting over. You know, he's got a new family. He's coming out of rehab, and also, you know, Scratch is a nickname for cocaine, which is what he went to rehab in the first place for. So that's kind of funny. I'm definitely interested to see how he talks about this massive shift in his public persona from a guy who loves his wife but doesn't want kids. But now he divorces his wife of 7 years, immediately gets with Olivia Munn, and has a kid right after coming out of rehab. And
you know what? Maybe he'll be nominated for Grammy.
maybe he'll get the Grammy.
He'll get the Grammy next year.
Why do you guys think he chose Peoria out of all the cities in downstate Illinois?
Originally, I thought it was because he really couldn't play anywhere else because he'd lost like public favor. But he's playing Chicago, and apparently
one of the days is sold out.
So, yeah. You know, I really don't understand the logistical choice of doing that.
Maybe he's thinking about the Bradley students here in Peoria. All the Bradley fans.
Oh, amen.
I was actually thinking about this. Like, Peoria has a decent population of Catholic schools, and a lot of his previous material was about not being Catholic anymore. So I'm wondering if he thinks that he will have a big audience here because of...
He'll pick up the ex-Catholic crowd.
Yeah. that's what I'm wondering. I'm not sure. I'm interested to see if he has any of that in his new set.
Well, we'll look forward to it.
So, in addition to Louis C.K. maybe not necessarily deserving the Grammy that he received, there are others in, you know, actual musical categories that maybe also didn't deserve it, and artists that were kind of snubbed out of receiving the recognition that they deserved for their work. I know, Jade, we were talking about Lil Nas X being nominated in several categories and not receiving it, and not receiving the record. Especially the most surprising one to me was with the music video, because the music video of Montero, I felt, was extremely artistic and well deserving of something like an award like that. So
I'm just wondering, how is Montero literally the song of the summer, such a popular like installation, album goes on, really successful album. Again, everybody's singing these songs, and yet Silk Sonic and Leave the Door Open. Leave the Door Open is such a garbage song, like, objectively. The lyrics are so cheesy and cliche and, like, not original. None of them even rhyme. There's no, like, artistic cadence. The beat is so generic. I feel like I could truthfully come up with it myself. And yet I think it's because the Grammys just love Bruno Mars. I truly don't know what the album did that Montero didn't do or didn't do better. Even still, even if Lil Nas did not win, there were other albums and other artists who could have won and carried in those categories, and I wouldn't be disappointed to see. I know a lot of BTS fans were really disappointed that BTS walked home with nothing and felt like they kind of got shut out despite their popularity. I don't really listen to them, so I can't really speak to like the quality. But again, I was appalled that Bruno Mars was as successful as he was.
I mean, popularity doesn't necessarily determine... I don't know. Most things I listened to were recorded before, like, 1990, so I don't really have a horse in this Grammy race.
See, and I think it's for the first time in my life I actually care about a celebrity, and that's Lil Nas. But, I mean, here, I'll read you some of the Leave the Door Open lyrics. Say baby, say baby, say baby. What you doing? What you doing? Where you at? Where are you at?
Do you need me to be the backup?
Part? Oh, yeah. Do you want to be the backup? Okay. Oh, you got plans?
You got plans?
Don't say that.
Shut your trap.
I'm sipping wine.
Sip, sip.
In a robe.
Drip, drip.
I'm too good.
Too good.
To be alone. Woo. My house clean.
I love this so much.
My pool warm.
Pool warm.
Just shaved.
Smells like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romantic.
Are we going to get copyright claim?
I don't think so. We're doing enough justice. It's fine. But bro, you're telling me that that's going to beat out. Let me get up these Montero lyrics. I think I know well enough without it. I caught it bad yesterday. I need to look at the lyrics.
They might be making up for the fact that they put Bruno Mars right next to Taylor Swift at that one Grammy award show. Even though I will say that image was photoshopped severely, but
all right, here we go. I caught it bad yesterday. You hit me with a call to your place. I've been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles in my face. Romantic talking, you ain't even have to try. You cute enough to miss a thing tonight. Looking at the table and I see the reason why. Baby, you live in the life of baby. You ain't living right. Bro, that just, it's such an earworm. And what does leave the door open have?
It sounds like your dad's sex playlist.
It does sound like that. And you know what? I don't think my dad's sex playlist deserves a Grammy. Get it out of here.
Last thing I wanted to say about Grammy snubs is I'm really disappointed that Donda didn't get Album of the Year. I think Kanye's artistry and genius is on full display here.
I'm surprised you can say that with a straight face.
Takes practice.
Walk, fashion, baby. Let's talk about fashion at the Grammys.
Well, do we want to start with the flops or the successes?
Let's start with the flops. Okay.
So one of the things that I thought was kind of tragic was Justin Bieber's Balenciaga oversized suit. If I can send a letter to the future, it's that was not in style now, nor will it ever be in style. That's not how we perceive things to be in style.
It's like if somebody took David Byrne's look from the 80s and then put a pink beanie on top.
Yeah, it's also kind of like the outfit that children wear when they try to put themselves in a trench coat and get into a store and everything's weird and oversized and they're like, good day, sir. It looks like there's three children inside of Justin Bieber's suit trying to pretend to be Justin Bieber. Wow. And there's just not enough of his face to tell that it's actually children walking.
It's also just doubly as tragic because you have Hailey Bieber next to him, looking gorgeous. But then you have him just a clown.
A star. Isn't that just their whole relationship in general? I mean, I don't really know much about that.
Yeah. What has he really done successfully recently?
I don't know.
I mean, he was
nominated Yummy? For some Grammys.
Yummy. That was a smash, right?
It wasn't. Whoa, indeed it was. Indeed, sir. Gosh, I think it's funny is that, I feel like fangirls are a relentless and undying breed. Like Harry Styles fangirls, excessive, extreme today. We have K-pop stans. I do feel like Justin Bieber's fan base abandoned him, and maybe for good reason.
Not exactly the best role model there.
Yeah. But let's talk about other...
Do you remember when he died on that one episode of CSI?
Oh, no, I didn't even watch
it. Yeah. So he was, back in the peak mop top popularity of Justin Bieber. He was, a guest bad guy on an episode of CSI where he was, putting bombs on planes or something. Like wooden model planes or something. And then he died in, a shootout with the main characters. It was really funny. I was in second grade at the time, and then the next day that's all we were talking about at school was Justin Bieber dying.
I don't remember watching that, but that was certainly something.
That is
something. I can only imagine fans' reaction to Justin being a bad guy and killed promptly after.
Yeah, at the peak of his mop top 14 or 15 year old self, that actually kind of is crazy. But let's go back to fashion. Another tragic flop, Carrie Underwood's dress. Angeline, you said that there could be some easy fixes for this one.
Yes, because I love Carrie Underwood, so I never want to, say that anything she does is bad. But this dress could use some improvements. There's this really weird sash thing on the top, which I feel like could definitely be taken out, because the top part of her dress is very sparkly, and I feel like it's really nice. And then you get to the bottom, where it just poofs out like a tragic prom dress, and it can just kind of be slimmed down a little bit because the ombre is still really nice. It's like an ombre kind of golden brownish color. It's really nice. It looks good on her. It could be a little bit more form-fitting.
Should her next song be Jesus Take the Spinning Wheel?
Oh, oh my gosh. Oh. That's brutal. No. That is brutal.
She actually does have a new album coming out soon. I'm excited. She has a new single out that she performed at the Grammys. Very nice song. I liked it.
But I do want to talk about, with our limited time, other flops. One that disappointed me the most was Megan Thee Stallion's look. They put two prints on her. The prints clashed. I like the earrings, but the dress was horrific. It looks like something straight out of the Flintstones. Deeply disappointed. Another look that disappointed me, Billie Eilish's. It looked like someone cut up a curtain and put it on her body.
It does, or like, it looks like the, like, top, like, cuff part of the coat is, like, in front of her dress, like, in front of her chest. Like, it's really weird. It almost like she's trying to, like, hide a body, like, in front of her.
Is she auditioning for Snape in the inevitable Harry Potter reboot?
Also, what are those shoes? Like, I don't think I've ever seen baggy shoes like that. Yeah. What is that?
New fashion trend just dropped. Baggy shoes.
Like, it's just, there's this really weird crease in there where I don't know if, like, it's the boot that goes all the way up or if those are, like midway calf-high socks that she's wearing above her boots. Like, what are those? I don't know. And, I don't like them.
And Avril Lavigne tried to revive Scene in the worst way. It looks like she's wearing the tacky arm bracelets I used to wear on my arms around her waist. The dress as a whole is a disaster. And speaking of Avril Lavigne, apparently one of our old colleagues and coworkers, CJ Feisty, went to high school with her new fiancé. And apparently the fiancé got kicked out of a lock-in for singing a song about weed. So that's incredible. She really picked a winner.
That's the real tea there.
That's the real tea. But no, let's talk about the people who actually did something well. I just want to first highlight Doja Cat in her two Versace dresses. The first one with the blonde wig, absolutely gorgeous. I think it's such a beautiful callback to 90s retro fashion. The jewels on her dress were gorgeous. I love the glass purse. Apparently it was a nod to Marilyn Monroe and one of Marilyn Monroe's films. And I think she did excellently. And then her second dress, the pink one, the pink ensemble, again with the clear glass purse and the pink dress. Also beautifully done. She looked gorgeous. She looked wonderful. I cannot speak more highly of this dress. I think she was the best dressed. Maybe tied with Lil Nas. I really did like his butterfly suit with the studded shoes and his like studded like half like crop top that he wore during like his performance. Again, across the board, I thought he looked quite stunning. What about you guys? Who do you think stole the show in terms of fashion?
Maybe this just might be a personal of mine, but I really love SZA's dress on the red carpet. I just, for some reason, it reminds me of a romantic rococo scene in the clouds with, like, a bunch of flowers. It was beautiful.
See, at first, I kind of thought it was tacky, but, like, after you said you liked it, I looked at it. I did particularly enjoy it. I really do like the butterflies. Butterflies were kind of, like, a huge theme this year. We had a lot of people dressed in butterflies. We had Olivia Rodrigo. We had Lil Nas. And I could see Lil Nas and SZA kind of, like, planning because they're friends and he wheeled around all night. But again, I think maybe just the reintroduction of butterflies into fashion with the Y2K 90s trends reemerging.
Yes.
I liked Lady Gaga's red carpet look. It's just very classic with the black and the white. I think it suits her well. The dress itself is just, it has a nice little long, ball gown kind of feel. I think
beautiful,
it's nice. I like it.
Elegant, sophisticated. Yeah. I agree. All those things. Daniel, do you have a preference?
No.
One last one I do want to highlight. I actually really liked Paris Hilton's dress as well. Paris Hilton's dress was quite nice. I really am kind of shocked that I enjoy it so much.
That's certainly something.
Do
like
you not agree?
I feel like there's some awkward like shadows in some places where there shouldn't be shadow. Oh.
I kind of liked it.
I like the color.
As my dad would say, that's a whole lot of look.
That's a whole lot of look indeed. Any other last-minute comments about the performances, dresses, or scandals that we want to wrap up before we end the episode?
No.
Dang, you should have said no in the same way that you did earlier.
Oh, whoops.
No.
No, I mean, I think the Grammys are the Grammys. They're going to do what they're going to do. There's going to be fashion that we don't understand. There's going to be winners that we don't necessarily agree with. And that's that. That's how these award shows work.
And that's how they go. I agree with that summary. Oh, Billy Porter also is really well dressed. I didn't want to leave him off the list. But on that note, thank you again for tuning in to Study Break. Once again, I'm your host, Jade Sewell.
I'm the editor-in-chief, Angeline Schmelzer.
I'm the voice editor, Daniel Kearns.
And I'm the news editor, Valerie Vasconis.
We hope that you tune in next week.